Hello and welcome to a new episode of I Can Do. I am Benjamin Lee. Thank you so much, wherever you may be, for listening. We are beginning a new challenge here in 2024. I am with the podcast where I'm going to read through the New Testament, the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. Today I want to read from Genesis chapter 4 and then give you some thoughts. I will have some different podcasts throughout this as well. To kind of break things up a little bit, but I would encourage you to go back and listen to the earlier chapters. And a lot of people have never read through the Bible in its entirety. It's a story made up of 66 books. And so we're reading a story. And so let's begin reading in Genesis chapter 4. Now, Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain, saying, I have gotten a man with the help of the Lord. And again she bore his brother Abel. Now Abel was a keeper of sheep, and Cain a worker of the ground. In the course of time, Cain brought to the Lord an offering of the fruit of the ground. And Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat portions. And the Lord had regard for Abel and his offering, but for Cain and his offering he had no regard. So Cain was very angry, and his face fell. The Lord said to Cain, Why are you angry, and why has your face fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door. Its desire is contrary to you, but you must rule over it. Cain spoke to Abel, his brother, and when they were in the field, Cain rose up against his brother Abel and killed him. Then the Lord said to Cain, Where is Abel, your brother? He said, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper? And the Lord said, What have you done? The voice of your brother's blood is crying to me from the ground. And now you are cursed from the ground, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you work the ground, it shall no longer yield to you its strength. You shall be a fugitive and a wanderer on the earth. Cain said to the Lord, My punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, you have driven me today away from the ground, and from your face I shall be hidden. I shall be a fugitive and a wanderer on the earth, and whoever finds me will kill me. Then the Lord said to him, Not so. If anyone kills Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord put a mark on Cain, lest any who found him should attack him. Then Cain went away from the presence of the Lord and settled in the land of Nod, east of Eden. Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bore Enoch. When he built a city, he called the name of the city after the name of his son, Enoch. To Enoch was born Irad, and Irad fathered Mehujael, and Mehujael fathered Methushael, and Methushael fathered Lamech. And Lamech took two wives. The name of the one was Adah, and the name of the other Zillah. Adah bore Jabal. He was a father of those who dwell in tents and have livestock. His brother's name was Jubal. He was a father of all those who play the lyre and pipe. Zillah also bore Tubal-Cain. He was a forger of all instruments of bronze and iron. The sister of Tubal-Cain was Naamah. You wives of Lamech, listen to what I say. I have killed a man for wounding me, a young man for striking me. If Cain's revenge is sevenfold, then Lamech's is 77-fold. And Adam knew his wife again, and she bore a son, and called his name Seth. For she said, God has appointed for me another offspring instead of Abel, for Cain killed him. To Seth also a son was born, and he called his name Enosh. At that time, people began to call upon the name of the Lord. That is Genesis chapter 4. A couple of thoughts as we consider and recap today's Bible reading. Number one, remember that the Bible, it is from God. There is a story that is being told. The Old Testament is pointing to someone ultimately that is coming, and we'll learn more about that in Genesis chapter 12. The New Testament shows us who this person is who has come on earth, and one day he will come again. Ultimately, that's pointing to Jesus Christ. Number two, we see sin continue to prevail on earth. Adam and Eve disobeyed God. Adam and Eve lied or blamed one another, blamed other people about their poor decision-making and sinful decisions. Now, in Genesis chapter 4, we see the first murder of a person. In New Testament books like Jude and also 1 John, Cain was, and also Hebrews chapter 11, by the way, too. So Cain is mentioned quite a bit in the New Testament. It was both Cain and Abel who offered a sacrifice to God. One sacrifice was acceptable to God, the other was not. There's a lesson to be learned here about what we offer to God, how we worship God, how we present ourselves to God. Ultimately, it is what he desires, and we have to do this by faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's Romans 10 and verse 17. So we don't just offer any and everything to God because Cain did, and it was not acceptable. Thirdly, God warned Cain about impending danger. Why are you angry, he said in verse 6, and why has your face fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door. So think about what we've learned about sin. God gave mankind choices in Genesis chapter 2. They decided not to listen to God, and sin was committed in Genesis chapter 3. Now God is warning Cain in Genesis chapter 4, sin is crouching at the door. Listen to how it's described. Sin is crouching at the door. It's waiting almost for this opportunity. He says, its desire is contrary to you, but you must rule over it. So again, we see choice. Cain could rule over this temptation to retaliate and this anger that would boil over to sin. All right. Now, he chose not to. But we have to make that decision as well. God warns us in his word about sin and how we will respond when we are tempted. Temptations still don't mean that we have to act upon them and engage in sin. We can resist and the devil will flee. In Ephesians chapter 4, the Bible says, be angry and yet do not sin. So sin is something that we can overcome. Sin is something that we can master. We do not have to be ruled by sin. And yet, that's a scary thing to think about, that we can be ruled by sin. So Cain doesn't listen to God, and he kills his brother. And then he lies to God. Now, God is asking him, where is your brother Abel? Not that God didn't know where he was, but he's trying to get Cain to understand some things. He wants Cain to admit what's happening here. It's just like God in Genesis chapter 3, when he asked Adam and Eve, who told you you could eat from that tree? Where are you? He's not asking these questions because he doesn't know the answer, but rather to impact and to get the attention of those that he is talking to. Abel's blood is crying out to him from the ground. God saw what happened, and God sees the evil even of today. And we should take comfort in that because there's a lot of injustice that takes place. And yet God ultimately sees. So we see another casting out, so to speak, being driven away, so to speak. That's what sin does. It separates. And yet we also see God's mercy and grace upon Cain and how God is going to make provisions for him. Now, there's another sin that we see, and that is the first example of polygamy. Lamech took two wives in Genesis 4 and verse 19. Number four, I think I'm on point four. Again, that's a deviation from the standard back in chapter 2 and chapter 3 of one man, one woman in marriage. But now we see another progression of sin: lying, murder, now polygamy, and Lamech is going to commit murder as well. And so we see men going further and further away from God. There is a major problem. And the problem from the beginning has been the problem of sin. And yet there's good news, because in Genesis 4 and verse 26, Seth was born. And at this time, Seth was born. He had a son by the name of Enosh. And at that time, people began to call upon the name of the Lord. And so while there is sin that is growing and increasing and abounding, there were also people who were seeking out God and calling upon the name of the Lord. That's our discussion. That's a quick recap of Genesis chapter 4. And if you have any Bible questions or would like to study the Bible more in depth, please let me know. All right. Talk to you later. Take care. God bless.